A Gotham Ball. Created by Opal Song. There was once a young street rat named Jason, and he dreamed of marrying a prince. I mean, honestly, he did sometimes. Because when it's cold and you are sleeping in a cardboard box on the side of the road, because the alternative is to go home and home isn't great, yeah, you dream about marrying a prince who is really rich and is gonna take care of you. Like, okay, maybe some people dream about marrying a princess, maybe some people maybe dream about getting revenge on all those who have wronged them by building a death ray, but Jason, yeah, not so much. I mean, there were days, but there were also days for, I just want someone to see me for who I am and, you know, think I'm worth it. And I mean, obviously he was a kid when he dreamed this, but kids dream. Anyway, then life happened, and there was a fancy car, and he stole the rims off of it, and Batman caught him, and then Bruce Wayne adopted him. And now he didn't have to marry a prince. In fact, it was really weird because, yeah, culture shock. Anyway, Bruce had parties, and Jason, well, yeah, Jason went to these parties because he had to. And he went out as Robin because, well, that he didn't have to do, but yeah, that was what he wanted to do. And life was good for a time, and then, yeah, there was the whole thing with Joker and, death, and then more stuff happening, and yeah, Jason's just gonna skim over that huge chunk of his life. Though, he does have to admit that right after he dug himself out of his own grave, he did, well, he didn't dream about marrying a prince, but, you know, after it became pretty clear that Bruce wasn't coming for him, he did dream about someone coming for him, and if that person just happened to be that same prince that he kept dreaming about earlier, well, Jason's not telling. And then he tried to kill everyone because, yeah, he was, well, he had a lot going on at the time. And, well, let's skip forward for a while and let's sort of patch all of that up. We'll say it's sort of patched up. Some of the other Robins have gotten on Bruce's case, and yeah, yeah. And then, well, there's a ball, and the Red Hood gets a, well, Jason gets a formal invitation to this ball. It's being held at Wayne Manor, and it's a charity ball, and all of the funds are going towards an orphanage. And, well, Jason is just touched enough to go. It's going to be called the, like, Jason Todd Memorial Orphanage or something. Even though he's not actually dead. Well, the Jason Todd that was adopted by Bruce Wayne is dead. But yeah, he goes, and, well, I mean, it's a rich people party. It's, yeah. But he sees the replacement, who's actually pretty cool. He sees Damien, who's a little shit. He sees Nightwing, Dick, who, well, he's working on it. He's working on it. There's definitely at least one hug involved. And he sees Alfred. And just, yeah. and Steph and Cass, and it feels like everybody's there, and then the ball is over, and afterwards he goes to the kitchen because Alfred's in the kitchen and he at least wants to say goodbye before he leaves, and there's a giant banner and it says welcome home. And yeah, I mean, not everything is fixed and they're not gonna live happily ever after right away, but well, they're getting there. The end. Happy holidays for Xandapod.